The Board of Aldermen voted to give a bonus to its employees, both part-time and full-time. Okay,
a one-time financial incentive.
A one-time, yeah.
To get a COVID-19 shot.
Right, which was a nice way of trying to say, let's try to incentivize rather than penalize. I think that was the point. Well, that night, I didn't realize it because I was down there. You know, that's the night I sort my socks. There was a rally. And I don't think a protest. I think a rally. You don't protest something. You kind of rally for it. From city employees. And at least one alderman took this to the point where he thought that it was as though they were trying to intimidate or to, extort is the word I think he may have been used. This was Ben McShane, one of the city aldermen. And as such, there was not enough money. I mean, there was not enough vote, the supermajority, to actually free up the money to pay these city employees. So it looks like 3-2, three of the aldermen voted, yeah, let's incentivize them, and now let's vote to give them the money, and they didn't have enough. They needed four.
No, it passed.
Yeah.
It's going through because they just need a majority, 3-2.
Right, but they don't have the money. Because that takes
four. Yes.
That's what I said.
It gets complicated, yeah.
Well, you weren't listening to me or ignoring me as usual. So they needed the supermajority, as I said, Frank, to get the money allocated. And I don't know how that's going with city employees. It seems like that we have the extra money, by the way. Because we have money to throw away right now because the feds have been dumping money into the states and states have been dumping money into the cities. And as Connie spoke earlier, we had a caller named Connie. She spoke earlier that she thought it was wrong. But I listened to an article today, or read an article, having to do with the city police of Frederick City. It's known that not all police officers in the city of Frederick have taken the vaccine, nor want to take the vaccine. And it seems like between 5 and 10% of all police departments have the same amount of officers who choose not to get the vaccine. Some areas, like Chicago, have said, you either get the vaccine or you don't have a job. New York City is another one. That's some of the trouble going on up there. But when you're down to a small town, a small city, which is the second largest city in the state of Maryland, but, relatively speaking, if you have relatives here, it would be to lose 10% of your force is not a good thing. Not that it's a good thing anywhere. Because of the time, I think the chief was saying this, the time it takes to, get a recruit class or get a replacements to come in. It's not like you can just go out and hire them off the street. It doesn't work that way. A lot of people think, well, let them go. Well, that's fine, but you don't have extra 10% cops sitting around waiting to be hired. It doesn't work that way. Be nice if it did. It doesn't. These people, like I was still reading into 911 situation, what's going on down there. They're short of people, but you just can't bring people in off the street and put them down 911 center, ECC center, and say, go to work. I need to know more what's really happening in the city, and the best way to do that is to go to a man who knows a little bit more than I do. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. Charlie Snyder.
The president of the FOP.
President of the FOP. How are you, Charlie?
Tim May. Hey. Good, Tim. How are you this afternoon? I heard you talking about this, and I wanted to
get
the record straight as to what went on last Thursday night.
So please.
There were some city employees that were out in front of City Hall supporting this incentive program.
Yes, sir.
We were standing out in front by the fountain there of City Hall, as you're well aware.
Yes, sir.
We were not protesting anything. We were not doing anything. And just standing out there supporting the program that the mayor brought to sure. both city police officers and the rest of the city employees.
Sure.
And I actually attended the meeting that night in my capacity as the president of FOP Lodge. And I really have to say that I found what Alderman McShane said that night that we extorted the city to be absolutely and utterly repulsive, that he would say that in a public setting. So I just have to put that on the record. You know, we the city came to us. We bargained that with the mayor, the sworn side did, and he offered that also up to the rest of the city employees. So at no time, you know, did we strong arm anybody or do anything
in reference to this. This was initiated by the mayor of the city.
This is correct.
So, I mean, you didn't demand anything. Extortion is an awful strong word.
Absolutely, and that's why I have to call in when you're talking about this, because it hits me at the heart.
Sure it does.
You know, the men and women of the police department, along with the rest of the city workers, we've been coming to work for 20 months.
Yep.
Ringing the bell and coming in, answering calls for service.
Yep.
You know, making sure things are taken care of for the city taxpayers, to make sure the city is safe and things get done. So for a public elected official who represents the city and should have a little more respect for the city employees and what they do on a day-to-day basis is pretty poor.
Well, I'm curious why he feels the way he does. I don't know.
We don't know.
Am I right in my belief that the alderman did approve a memorandum of understanding with FOP to give Frederick City Police officers a one-time $1,000 payment to get a COVID shot?
That is correct, Frank.
And student officers, too.
Yeah. Right.
That is correct. We just had an academy that started Monday, so it would cover them also.
Charlie, we're talking to Charlie Snyder, who's the president of FOP, Lodge 91 in Frederick, representing Frederick City Police. I'm kind of shell-shocked that your boss, so to speak, or some of the officials would demean, you know, some of their best, you know, employee. I have nothing but the greatest admiration for all city employees, from the police department to every department. You guys and gals have just gone over and above. Apparently, not apparently, according to Charlie Snyder, president of FOP, who attended the meeting, Alderman Ben McShane thought that he would not be intimidated or extorted. We have Charlie Snyder back with us.
Well, yeah. I think extortion was the bill itself, not the people who were in front of the building.
I thought he said, well, let Charlie say. Charlie, did he allude to the fact that he thought the city employees were trying to extort?
He used the exact word extort, and he also said we were trying to strong arm them. That's the most difficult portion about this whole thing. But I would be reluctant if I did not say that there were some aldermen there that stepped up to the plate and supported city employees.
Good,
and they were, you know, Alderman Kelly Russell. You know, Alderman Roger Wilson and Alderman Derek Shackelford, who voted for this incentive plan. So,
well, that would mean that Donna Kazumchek was along with Ben McShane. Did Donna?
Well, Alderwoman Kazumchek apparently said there was no backup plan. That's what she was worried about.
She did say that. She did not use those strong words as Alderman Ben McShane used. That is correct.
But she wasn't supportive of sending the money, obviously.
No.
Well, let me just say this. I've worked for the city almost 22 years, Tim, and I have never, ever, ever seen in my almost 22 years with the city police and working for the city of Frederick where I've seen a city elected official use such strong language in reference to the city employees. I just never seen it. I mean, you've been in government and seen government for a long time also, and it's just, like I said, I use the word repulsive because you just can't treat your employees that way. It just can't happen.
It is troubling. It is troubling to me because you have, I mean, these are, for all intents and purposes, part of your hierarchy in the government, their bosses, so to speak. At least they control the purse strings, so obviously they have some say. I don't understand the tactic, or I don't understand the strong language. Frank tells me that the extortion was about the money taken from the...
Well, I don't know. But that's what it seemed like to me, that was the next topic. What, he wasn't referring at the time to the people rallying.
I thought he was referring to the people out front.
He did refer to the people out front, that they were out there trying to strong arm him. And I will tell you, at no time did we say anything to any of the aldermen who walked into the city hall. Some of them that did come over and talk to the city employees, but at no time did anybody out there say anything to any of the city officials who were walking into City Hall.
And that wasn't the intention. Your intention was to support it and, you know, thank them. And, you know, Charlie, you got your hands full. And I was listening to Chief Lando, or I read Chief Lando's comments about if you lose 10% of the force, that's going to be devastating, because then calls won't go answered or will go unanswered. And you had to prioritize calls. It doesn't seem like a good idea. Is there a percentage that you know of as a president of FOP? What percentage of police officers are not vaccinated? Or do you care to share that?
I don't know what the percentage is. I know we have people who are not vaccinated. What I will tell you, and I know I spoke about this on Bob and Ryan's show in the morning, is we are for the vaccine, right, but we also have to recognize that people get a choice in, yep, reference to their medical, what their medical decisions are, and certain people, you know, that's what this country is born on, is choices. People get to make choices every day they go out, and we have to stand on those choices, and those choices, in our opinion, with the collective bargaining ordinance, they have to be collectively bargained. We're for common sense approach to tackling this COVID-19 vaccine issue, but common sense and choice.
Okay. Should I read between the lines, Charlie, in what you just said, that if the incentive program is not that successful, and I hope this doesn't happen, but we get another surge of a variant, you know, that mandates do go into effect? I wonder at this time if you can say how the Fraternal Order of Police would react.
I think we can probably tackle the issue without having to go down the mandate road, and I'm hoping that the incentive aspect hopefully gets us to a point where we can get to some type of maybe herd immunity. The other thing we got to weigh is the cost of all of this, because if you have a 15-year veteran leave the police department, you do not replace that officer very quickly. It takes from the beginning to when we get the person hired about a year to get them out of the academy. Yep. And you don't ever replace that experience with a one-year officer coming in for a 15-year officer. And I, the last thing we want to do is lose experienced officers. Other jurisdictions who may not be mandating these things.
That's thank you, Charlie. You got things well in hand. And just on a lighter note, which is not really lighter note, you know, I served as president of FOP for 4 years. You knew that. If you did,
I do know that,
right,
sir. Yes,
I was wondering if there's a chance that there could be a statue erected somewhere around the FOP lodge that, you know, to memorialize my great accomplishments. If not, you don't have to answer on the air. I'm sure you would need to take this under advisement. I'm sure.
Yeah, I will. Let me take that to the membership.
No. Well, God bless you, Charlie Snyder. Please be safe out there. We pray for your safety every day. Charlie Snyder, president.
Tim and Frank, thank you.
Anytime, brother. Anytime. Frank, you don't know that, did you? I served 4 years at FOP. Did you know, Frank? You didn't know that, did you? I was.
You?
It was the hard times.
Headed a union.
That's right. Except it's not a union. We were told
that. No. But the Teachers Association is.
That's right.
But they're not.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you understand that now. I'm going to talk to about Steve. I want Jeff next, but I have to take a short break, and that's how it works. Frank, let's take a break.
Many electrical fires are caused by faulty outlets, outdated wiring, and loose connections. Is your house or building over 20 years old? Call Little Sparky Electric, 301-606-5181. That's 301-606-5181 or littlesparky.com.
930 WFMD wants you to get to know your local law enforcement officers.
Captain Jeff Eiler of the Frederick County Sheriff's Office, our Officer of the Week. He's an avid hunter. Captain Eiler, how do you get into the mindset right before you go out to hunt?
I don't know that it's all about the hunt for me. It's kind of, you know, where I go to de-stress, peaceful. So I enjoy that part of it. But for me, it's more about the being out there, the de-stressing, you know, the calmness of the woods and things like that.
Are we legally able to hunt right now in Maryland?
We are. And that's where I should be this morning, but I came to talk to you instead. Maryland hunting season, our deer seasons come in beginning part of September and then go out the end of January.
Now, do you travel to hunt?
I have traveled a few places. I've been to Illinois. I've been to Wyoming. I've been to Ohio.
What tips do you have for first-time hunters?
I think you just need to get out there and try it. You know, it's sometimes it gets a bad rap. It's about, you know, taking an animal or something like that. I don't know that it's about that for a lot of people. And a lot of people I hunt with are it's not about the actual taking of the animal. You know, it's you see some pretty cool things and things you wouldn't think that would be around here in Frederick County or other places. So.
Captain Jeff Eiler, our Officer of the Week.
The Officer of the Week, a service of All Shred. Shredding today for growth tomorrow. From the Frederick County Sheriff's Office and 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
Seeing an accident still slowing you down 75 southbound at Old Annapolis Road. The southbound shoulder and traffic lane are going to be closed there on 75. Also, delays at 70 westbound just west of 270 in Frederick, and 15 north and southbound just a little bit slow in Frederick as well. 270 northbound coming from Rockville all the way up to Hyattstown. You've got stop and go traffic on that northbound side of 270, and still seeing just congestion on the Leesburg bypass as well. And an earlier accident on Route 7 right at the exit 4 Battlefield Parkway. That's a look at your traffic from Frederick. Aaron Bryant, whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Local stuff matters, and you won't find much of it elsewhere on your radio. So keep it on 930 WFMD.
All right, that's good, Frank. That was nice comments from the President FOP and Frederick City Police.
I want to make a couple comments about that conversation.
Yeah, do it. Go ahead.
With the head of the not really Frederick Police Union.
It's not a union. Go ahead.
But the Teachers Association is.
Yeah.
Number one, I don't know if it really got an answer to my question, which was if, like other places, and I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, that we have to go to mandates for police officers mm-hmm. on vaccinations.
Right.
Would they be okay with it?
Well, he didn't answer.
I kind of got
think he knows.
A kind of sort of read between the lines negative.
Yeah. One of the questions is, Frank, and I don't want to tell the city this, but if the president has mandated businesses with over 100 people, well, that government should do this. I mean, did they exempt the county? Did the president's memorandum of nothing say that companies are institutions with over 100 should mandate this? Is that in effect or not? I mean, you have companies that are saying they've mandated it because the president said this in his memorandum, but it's not a law. Not as yet, is it? No, it's not. I'm more confused than ever.
Well, aside from all of that, if the in Frederick City Board of Aldermen vote in favor of a mandate.
Right.
Will the police go along with it? Because it's been an issue. Otherwise, you have
New York, you have Chicago, you have
that wonderful governor of Florida, you know, trying to
exploit the
issue.
Not exploit, trying to take advantage. That's a different.
And then my second question, then we'll go on to the callers, is
what?
Tim, you felt very strongly that any time there was a rally in Frederick City for civil rights or, you know, any mm-hmm. of these causes, very upset when they weren't permitted.
Right.
Were these people who rallied in front of City Hall, did they have a permit?
Oh, it's a great question, Frank. They don't need one. They didn't march. They didn't do anything. They can gather. There's no law against that. I mean, there's no you have a right of gathering, Frank. There's no law that requires that.
So as long as you don't walk a distance from one place to another.
Pretty much, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's right. It would have to go collectively. Your answer to the one question, would the police go along with it? It has to go back to collective bargaining, because the city has, with the FOP, collective bargaining. So they could not just mandate it.
Well, would they?
I see.
Collective bargaining means no, they wouldn't go along with it.
Well, it has to be bargained. They have a contract. Let's see what poor old Jeff has to say. Jeff, thank you for calling. What say you, Jeff?
Hello, this is Jim.
That's good.
Yeah, just to weigh in on this discussion about the incentive program the mayor put forth.
Yes.
First off, I just have to say, I believe any time that you have to resort to paying someone to do something, to me that, I don't know, I just don't have a good feeling like that. About that. And the fact of the matter is, part of this was substantiated with the fact that they felt city workers had worked their tails off, as the one alderman said, during the pandemic. Well, does that go to say that those who didn't take their shot and work their work isn't appreciated, if they're not going to get the incentive,